Alyssa Milano, we live in a world where Joe Rogan's podcast has triple the listeners as mine. By Alana Mastrangelo on July 30, 2020. Actress and left-wing activist Alyssa Milano took to Twitter on Thursday and cried out in an all-caps screed about how Joe Rogan's podcast, The Joe Rogan Experience, is significantly more popular than hers. We live in a world where Joe Rogan's podcast has triple the listeners as mine. Dear God, Milano said in a tweet on Thursday to her 3.7 million followers. Milano's rant about Rogan's podcast was bizarrely encapsulated in a thread of tweets that began like this: I've got a lot of words tonight. Care if I vent? First of all, whoever voted for Trump in 2016 and hasn't seen the light in the last 4 years is a complete mystery to me, Milano said. He's horrible and every day is a new low. It's not too late to do what's right. The charmed and Who's the Boss actress unleashed another 8 tweets before finally lamenting in all caps about the popularity of Rogan's podcast. Donald Trump is the worst. Hello? What is he going to do between the time he loses and Biden is sworn in? Said Milano in another tweet in the thread. He will still be in power. We are so fucked. 150,000 Americans lost. Tens of millions of jobs lost. And he's bragging about a cognitive test that my 5-year-old passed. The mentions of a cognitive test arrive amid questions surrounding former vice president and presumptive 2020 Democrat nominee Joe Biden's cognitive acuity. Earlier this month, Biden said that he has taken a cognitive test used to detect mental issues. However, the former vice president's campaign didn't offer any details about the test or confirm if it will release the results. I can't stop eating carbs. Also, Cheez-Its. Also, everything, said Milano a few tweets later. The actress continued by disclosing that she doesn't remember the last time she shaved her legs. I miss wandering around a bookstore and having date nights with my husband. I don't remember the last time I shaved my legs. Actually, I do. It was for my cousin's wedding in March. 4 months, Milano vented. And even with all of this going on, people still find the time to call me horrible things on social media. I think I'm done venting now. I feel better. How are you doing? The actress concluded. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @armastrangelo, on Parler at @alana, and on Instagram.